Funny Willis, accused of hiring lover, in 2020 vowed to not date subordinates. By Christina Wong on January 22, 2024. Fulton County District Attorney Funny Willis in April 2020, when campaigning for her current position, vowed not to date subordinates. Exactly what she is alleged of doing with a special prosecutor she hired on the Trump election interference case. A video clip of an interview she gave on April 7, 2020, first highlighted by the Washington Free Beacon on Friday, showed Willis saying she would not date subordinates. She said, "It is saddening to me, if young women felt like they came to work and they were one even judged for being a woman, but two, if suddenly they felt uncomfortable within the workplace. That will not be something that is allowed on my watch. Supervisors under my leadership that are not encouraging and building up my staff will not be supervisors long in my administration. And I certainly will not be choosing people to date that work under me." She also alluded to extramarital affairs, saying that the community does not care about them, but that there might be a moral breaking in that. She added that what citizens are really, really concerned about is inappropriate contact with employees, calling it distracting and inappropriate. She also said it would be unfortunate for taxpayers to have to pay for lawsuits stemming from that inappropriate contact. "Let me just say that, you know, we are at a place in society where things happen in people's relationships, husband and wife, sometimes they are outside relationships. I don't think that that's what the community is concerned about. Although there, you know, there might be a moral breaking in that. I think that what citizens are really, really concerned about is if you chose to have inappropriate contact with employees. I mean, there's nothing that I can say on it, other than it is distracting. It is certainly inappropriate for the number one law enforcement officer in this state. And it really saddens me, and it will be very unfortunate if the taxpayers of this community have to pay for any of those lawsuits." Willis is under scrutiny after allegations of the romantic relationship between her and her subordinate Nathan Wade, who she hired to work on the Trump case in Fulton County, were made in a recent filing by a co-defendant's attorney. The allegations appear to be corroborated by filings in a separate divorce case between Wade and his wife Joycelyn Wade. Wade filed for divorce from his wife the day after he was hired by Willis as a special prosecutor on the Trump case. Those filings show that while employed by Willis and paid by taxpayers, he purchased plane tickets for at least two trips with Willis to Miami and San Francisco. Wade's wife's attorney alleges they also went to Belize, Panama, and Australia. Willis has not denied the allegations of the romantic relationship, and instead has accused Wade's wife of trying to obstruct her case against Trump. She has also blamed racism for the allegations against her and Wade, arguing that he is being questioned because he is black. However, Wade is reportedly being paid at a higher rate than two other prosecutors on the case, without having relevant prosecutorial experience on the type of case Willis is pursuing against former President Donald Trump. Willis is currently trying to fight a subpoena from a lawyer for Wade's wife, who is seeking to depose Willis as part of the divorce case. Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee has set a February 15 hearing date to consider the allegations against Willis and force her to respond. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.